Hey guys, it's Michaela here, and welcome to my podcast. Joining me today is Sabrina and Kaylee, and we will talk about the influences of hip-hop.
So Michaela, can you give us a little background on hip-hop?
Yes, so it started in the 1970s in Bronx, New York City. One of the main influences includes Kool Herc, a Jamaican immigrant who was the first major hip-hop disc jockey. At a Bronx party in August of 1973, he introduced the technique of playing the same album on two turntables and extending the drum section, later being recognized as the breakbeat. Many people see this night as the birth of hip-hop.
Okay, so can you tell us what the five elements of hip-hop is?
There's DJing, MCing, breakdancing, and graffiti.
DJing is the action of moving the record on the turntable to make the record like your own in a way of just changing the beat. MCing is the oral part of, it's the singing, it's making the music your own with your own voice. Breakdancing is the actual physical exertion of your body to make, just to dance and like have
movement.
Fun.
Yeah,
movement. Graffiti is the visual, it's the art that is spray painted on buildings and lockers and trains, whatever, and it's just their way of like expressing themselves through art.
Did you guys know that, not to mention this again, but did you guys know my dad was a break dancer? He actually was. Like, he would get...
On cardboard.
Yeah, he would have cardboard and he would go and... We said that in the last podcast, but I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, hip-hop incorporates the musical style of rhythmic and or rhyming speech that attained to the widespread popularity. This musical movement became one of the most lasting and influential art forms. But, Michaela, can you tell us a little bit of how hip-hop got its name?
So, the most popular explanation of the term involves Keith Wiggins. The rapper used words like hip-hop to imitate the sound of soldiers marching in reference to a friend that had joined the army. Keith Smith and his friend and Wiggins helped create this phrase. Hip-hop was subsequently popularized in songs, notably by the Sugar Hill Gang. This group of men created what was known as the first hip-hop song, Rapper's Delight.
Sabrina, would you mind giving us a little taste of the song?
Of course. Is it a hip-hop? Hip-hop, you don't stop.
Good job.
Yeah, it's just a little bit, but I know like almost all songs.
Yeah, nice.
So in the mid-1980s, the next wave of rappers came in the forefront, including Run DMC. This group of young men fused rap and hard rock together. Then came the Beastie Boys, who influenced the use of popularizing the digital sampling with music and sounds electronically. So they just played around with the electronics to make different sounds in their music. Do you know who Run DMC is, Michaela?
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Can you tell us the other songs? I don't know them.
I don't know them.
I mean, I've heard of them. But...
Yeah, same.
So can you tell us a little more about the current influence?
Well, hip-hop provides an escape for the audience, and they make Black history on the daily.
What were the genres that went into creating hip-hop?
So some of the genres that influenced it were R&B, funk, soul, jazz, rock and roll, and poets like Iceberg Slim. Also, rap music is often misunderstood, and the media often portrays it as negative and thinks rap and hip-hop leads to crime and gangs. But rappers like Logic wrote a song called 1-800-273-8255, which is also the suicide hotline, and just that one song brought so much awareness to suicide.
Do you think it changed how people thought about suicide and how people thought about hip-hop?
I mean, I'd say people probably like were more aware of what was going on with suicide, and how it was affecting like teenagers.
Yeah, I think it's really cool how the artists were able to incorporate and like bring awareness to not only suicide but like Black history and like what they go through and just like other important
like real life issues rather than just cussing into a mic and.
But it was like, I think it was really like impactful the way they could incorporate just important subjects into a song and bring awareness to it, but in like a fun way, I guess.
Yeah. Because that song isn't a super down song. It's a.
I think it's a little upbeat.
Yeah, it's upbeat. He doesn't make it like it's a.
Like sad and you want to cry.
Right. It's a happy, upbeat song.
Yeah.
That people want to sing because they you get stuck in your head.
So, how does it provide personally an escape for you, Michaela?
Well, just like with any genre of music, I feel like anyone can just connect to the song and just like not always in a negative way, but in like a positive way, and like it can always like bring your day up if you're having a bad day. Just like being able just to listen to something and like connect with it.
I think a lot of people use music as an escape because they either, like you said, connect with it because of like the issues that are brought about in the song, or not even the issues, but just like the things you're going through. And I think it brings you, sounds like cliche, but like brings you away from like the real world.
It like takes you away from it.
Yeah, like it's makes you it makes you like forget about what is actually happening.
Like, do you have a song that you listen to when you're having a bad day that brings you up?
I do. When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish. But that's just like, that just makes my day even more sad. we're gonna not talk about that.
What about you? Do you have one?
Like Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, no matter how many times you hear that song, like, it just never gets old.
Yeah.
Party in the USA.
Thanks for another snippet of that.
All right, well.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you learned a little bit of something about hip-hop and the history, but we out.